empathy. They knew me and they loved me just as I was, no matter what I was going through and no matter how long it took. These people quite literally saved my life. Not with their words or counsel, helpful though that they might have been, they saved me with love. They unconditionally stood with me, often silent, often weeping, as my soul found its way through the unfamiliar labyrinth of grief. Empathy might be one of the truest qualities of authentic relationships. Empathy isn't about giving advice or shouting criticism from the outside. Anyone can do that. Empathy is about standing shoulder to shoulder with a friend, facing life together. It's about taking the time to walk a mile in his or her moccasins. It's about weeping with those who weep, laughing with those who laugh. Here's the problem, though. I've discovered I'm better at receiving empathy than giving it, much better. And I'm guessing you can relate. In this fast-paced and results-oriented world, empathy often goes underrated and uncelebrated. We tend to value empathy when we need it and when we receive it, but we too easily forget to show it to others. It takes effort and intentionality to see beyond ourselves and to voluntarily feel what others are feeling. That is why this book is so timely and compelling. Finding the Lost Art of Empathy presents a clear, insightful portrait